Mishnah Shayomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 20th of Iyar Toshin Pei Beis. Masechta B'Shviis, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. Benois Shuach, a type of white figs, Shviis Shalahen Shnia. When are the laws of Shemitah going to be related to the produce? Only in the second year of the Shemitah. Why? Says the Mishnah, because it takes the fruits of this tree for 3 years to develop until they become ripe. So therefore, the fruits that first blossomed in the Shemitah year would only become fully ripe in the third year. That means in the second year of the Shemitah, which is going to be the third year since they blossomed. And then the laws of Shemitah will apply to them, because as far as Shemitah is concerned, we always, what's the cutoff point? We look at when did the fruits first bud. If they first budded in the Shemitah year, then even though it takes a number of years for them to develop, it'll always be chayv in Orla. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haparsios, he says the Persian, a type of Persian figs, they mainly grow in Persia, but they can grow also in Eretz Yisrael. They plant them. Shviis shalahen motzoi shviis. He says that the dinim of shviis of Shemitah will apply to the fruits that will come up, or that will be taken off of the tree on the year after Shemitah. That's the first year of the Shemitah. Why? Shehen oisos l'shteishon, because this type of tree, the parsios, the Persian fig tree, that takes them 2 years before they can come ripe. So it'll be only in the second year that you'll see the complete maturity of this fruit, where the dinim of Shemitah will be related, will have relevance. Omer loy, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, le omer el b'nei Shirach. No, the Chachamim, when they said the laws of Shemitah apply to the fruits that became ripe after Shemitah, they only mentioned the first one that we mentioned this Mishnah, the b'nei Shirach, the white figs, but not the Persian ones, because they checked the Persian ones and they found that they only become ripe in 1 year. They only take 1 year to become ripe, and therefore this halach of this whole Mishnah is not relevant. Mishnah base. Atomen is a luf pashvis. If a person is burying in the ground, a luf. Luf is a type of onion which they used to bury in the ground in order to preserve it, to keep it. So our Mishnah wants to tell us now that in order that he should not be seen as if he's planting or sowing in the year of the Shemitah, therefore, Rabbi Meir Omer lo yivchos misosaim. When he does bury them and under the ground for storage, don't make a pile, or the digging cannot be less than two saw. Two saw means it has to have at least 12 kav, because there's six kavim per saw. Ad gova shloshet vachem, it has to be at least the pile of this particular product has to be at least 3 tvachim high. V'tefach ofer al gabov, and on top of that, it has to have a bit of a tefach of earth on top of the buried luf, on top of the buried vegetable on top of this onion, in order that it should be quite evident that he's keeping it there for good, he's keeping it there to preserve it. The Chacham say, no, you don't need 12 kavim, you don't need two saw, you need only much less than that, a third of that. 4 kavim will be enough to make the pile. No less than 4 kavim, and obviously less. At goiva tevach, until the height of a tevach, the tevach of al gabov. So you can't have less than 4 tevachim, and the height of the pile should be no less than a tevach, and plus a tevach of earth on top of that still. In other words, even the chachamim, or they also who are also are like Rav Meir, that you need a tevach of earth, offer of earth on top of the buried onion, of this luf onion. What they are arguing about is the quantity of how big that pile has to be and how high it has to be. According to them, it requires only a third of the shear that the Tanakhama Rabbi Meir held. In other words, he said 12 kavim has to be, the Chama hold on, has to be 4 kavim. Similarly, in terms of the height, Rabbi Meir said 3 tefachim high, and the Chacham say 1 tefach high is good enough. And he should bury it. Where does he bury this onion? He should put it in a place where it's not going to be a problem where people are going to step all over it. So that's why it says, "V'tomini yilad aberet b'makim rissas adam," in a place where a man normally would tread, and that was in order that it should not grow. Kadesh le'yitzmach. The halacha is like the chachamim; the smaller shiurim are the ones which are going to be the halacha required when a person buries these this type of onion underneath the ground.